Let's take a second to air some of your thoughts on a recent story. We spoke with historian Mark Perry, who wrote this fascinating story in Foreign Policy magazine. It details how, during the Bush administration, Israeli Mossad agents passed themselves off as American CIA agents to recruit terrorists from the Sunni insurgent group Jundallah to wage attacks in Iran. Now, this was something that strained U.S.-Israeli relations because, as a retired U.S. intelligence officer told Mark, the U.S. doesn't do bang and boom or assassinations. Well, many of you were fascinated, but listener Mark Miller writes, this claim that the U.S. doesn't do assassinations is ludicrous on its face in light of the fact that most of our current war on terrorism is based on drone attacks. But Mark also went on to say that we should have pointed out that the Israelis have denied this so-called Mossad false flag operation, and that our guest, Mark Perry, had a bias against Israel because he had past ties with Palestinians. Well, it is true that one Israeli official has denied the plot, but Mark Perry says Mossad hasn't. He also acknowledges he was an unpaid advisor to Yasser Arafat, but was also friends with Yitzhak Rabin, who shared a Nobel Peace Prize with Arafat and Shimon Peres. We have more of Mark's response and the original story at hereandnow.org. And meanwhile, we had another response to Mark Perry's mention of the exiled Iranian group Mujahideen al-Khalq. Mark said they were also a violent terrorist organization fighting for regime change in Tehran with support from U.S. policymakers. Well, that comment prompted this call from Ali in Charlottesville, Virginia.
I was listening, and I really was upset just because the guy was making huge allegations about how this is a very violent terrorist organization. It's absolutely not. I've known these people for quite some time. Mujahideen al-Khalq is a historical organization, resistance. It was founded by middle-class, well-educated, progressive-thinking people. And to say that they're extremely violent is completely inaccurate. This group has officially renounced violence over a decade ago.
So there you have it. A lot of response to that story. We'd always love to hear from you on any story. Just go to hereandnow.org.